Hello, hello. This is Kathy Colas Audiobooks, and today we have episode 18 of The Alpha by E.J. Findorff. Stewie takes the lead in the team meeting. Eddie sends Maggie a message. Here we go. The first thing that morning, Stewart commanded the team's attention in the headquarters war room, minus Ramsey, who'd been placed on speaker at the center of the table as he was en route to Tikva, about an hour away. Stewie's pinched expression conveyed a seriousness appropriate for the group. Dressed in a retro Atari t-shirt and baggy jeans, he stood in front of the big board with his notes on the table. The tech guy usually never held the spotlight in a murder investigation, but Angel assumed it was the kind of excitement video games couldn't provide, until now. Angel remembered when Stewart first joined the task force. The youngster learned very fast that he couldn't talk nerd to the men and women in blue. Sometimes, in frustration, Stewart would attempt to translate code into English, grasping at words the chest thumpers would understand. Thankfully, he had matured and could gauge the conversations better. He continued, "So, I've uncovered two of the victims, one of which we don't have an identity on. It's a total of 2 minutes and 27 seconds so far. How does this game end? I have no idea. There are countless scenarios and only a few victims. Sorry, guys."
"It's fine, Stewie," Angel said. "Go on."
"As we figured, all of fellow's servers got wiped or fried. I couldn't retrieve anything."
Mercier needlessly raised his hand. "Can't you still get trashed data?"
"You can, theoretically," Stewart conceded, "but this program continued to wipe the drivers clean in a repetitive fashion. Imagine having a stain that doesn't go away until the 100th wash."
"But you have something good for us," Angel asked, wondering if Stewie went home and did more work after having left that bar.
"Well, I got something. Since Fellows worked from home and makes his money off software development, there's no way to alibi him out on all the missing women. So what I did was track Fellows' movements on social media, texts, and email. Anything that creates a record that Fellows couldn't control."
"You're talking timestamps," Ramsey's voice crackled through the speaker.
"Everything digital is timestamped," Mercier added.
Stewart continued, "I've listed the activity in these printouts for three of the five women."
"Timestamps can be faked," Sinatra said.
"Right, but the most convincing evidence is a hospital stay at the time of the second victim's disappearance, Brittany Hauser. Fellows was in a car accident with a rideshare driver and had a 2-day hospital stay with a concussion and bruising."
Angel said, "Right, and Brittany Hauser was kept longer than the other victims, making sense if Eddie couldn't be there to film. So this confirms he's got a partner. Tanner or Holt, whatever you want to call him. My connection to Maggie is why he calls me. We have to operate as if that's a fact." Ramsey's voice penetrated the speaker.
"I agree, but the DA doesn't act on probability. Wayne Holt is one of hundreds of people that can be tied to Fellows at some point or another. Everything so far can be written off as coincidence, including your past with Maggie."
Mercier said,
"Prosecutors put killers on trial without the body and get convictions. This might be all the DA gets."
Angel continued, "Stewart, your next job will be finding a connection between Eddie Fellows and Wayne Holt, present day. Miss Mary Apple at the film school gave me confirmation that they knew each other. There must be some kind of communication."
"And the daughter?"
Mercier swiveled to face Angel.
"Maggie told me Amy is at Tikva summer camp.
If it turns out Amy isn't enrolled, Ramsey's going to do some reconnaissance. I don't want to press Maggie on it just yet."
"How's Maggie acting?" Ramsey asked.
"Squirrely. She's not herself."
"Holt could be using their daughter as blackmail,"
Ramsey finished his thought. Kyle interjected,
"If Amy isn't there, all you'll have is an ex-girlfriend lying to you. Neither of them reported her missing, correct?"
Angel stared at him. I have officers patrolling Maggie's parents and her school for a possible sighting. I think Amy is safe for the time being, otherwise Maggie would be beside herself. But that doesn't mean Wayne isn't using her.
If Amy is a bargaining chip, then she should be safe from becoming a victim, Kyle conceded.
Well, that's not very comforting, Ramsey crackled over the speaker. Why don't we bring Holt in to question his appearance at the casino? Lead that into asking him to help us piece other things together. Like Kyle said, maybe we can shake something loose if he thinks he's part of the team. Gotta go, guys. I'm pulling up.
The meeting broke soon after, and Kyle stopped Angel in the hallway. He folded his arms.
You're gonna just walk away?
You had to call her my ex-girlfriend in front of the team? Angel finally said.
No ulterior motives.
What the hell are you talking about?
Wayne Holt, eliminating the competition. Making an opening for another shot at your ex Maggie.
Pot and kettle, Kyle. Ask yourself what's driving you to accuse me of this.
I read the report from Officer Lipscomb this morning. It states that you both witnessed perceived intercourse in the back seat of Holt's car at the lake. That must have pissed you off.
Angel leaned into his space. Yeah, after all these years of marriage, suddenly seeing them together pissed me off. Get real. You're biased towards him because of me.
Really?
Look me in the eye and tell me we should ignore Wayne Holt and Eddie Fellows being friends. Wayne being at Winter's Bayou, his name change, Wayne being with me during a Roman call.
He closed his eyes. It's solid, but tell me those feelings you had for her haven't returned?
They haven't.
Her voice sounded like a stubborn adolescent who had lost an argument.
I'm following the evidence.
I know you are.
He touched her face, then walked away. Maggie had fallen asleep after managing to detach herself from the horrible act in his back seat. Having done it many times, she convinced herself it couldn't be traumatic. After Wayne left the house that morning, Maggie settled into the sofa to watch Amy on the laptop. But she drifted to Wayne and Eddie's crazy project. Gamers who pick the FBI avatar had to be able to win, right? Optimism sparked at the thought of Wayne wanting his wife and daughter to escape, to stay alive for interviews. The publicity would be worth it by a psychopath's estimation. As usual, Amy played with toys and Courtney looked to be teaching her with the tablet. She hoped that young woman would live to have her own kids because she would make a great mother. A soft knock on the front door startled her as the video ended. She straightened her t-shirt and sweatpants before checking the window to see her visitor. It was Angel, and she was by herself.
Before, she might have freaked out.
But now, she was just numb. She opened the door to find Angel's finger over her lips. As Maggie attempted to speak, Angel reached out and put another finger over both their mouths. Maggie's lips formed the question. What's going on? Angel slid past her and searched the living room. When she spotted the computer, it was brought next to the entertainment center by the television. Angel found the remote and turned the TV on, spiking the volume on Good Morning America.
I knew it, Maggie thought.
At least, that was what Angel suspected.
She knew something.
Oh, God, no. Angel pointed at her bedroom where they both entered, closing the door. Maggie whispered,
The laptop?
Angel took her hands and sat down on the bed. Wayne isn't coming home. He's being picked up for questioning right now.
The sales call to the casino?
Well, that's what he thinks. We checked with Tikva Summer Camp. They don't have an Amy Holt attending this session. Where is she? Maggie stood again, pacing.
I knew you'd check.
We're getting a warrant for your house. No one knows I'm here, but in an hour this place will be full of cops, unless I tell them different.
Angel, no.
She eased back onto the mattress. He just needs to make a statement. If there's anything I should know about, now's the time, Maggie. Now's the time. Maggie's face disappeared behind her fingers.
You can't, Angel. You can't do this.
She returned to Maggie's side.
Why, Maggie? Tell me why.
I can't tell you why.
Her eyes pooled. Angel leaned into her ear.
Because he has a secret. Is that why, Maggie?
No.
It came out in a breath.
You found out his secret, and you're scared.
Where's Amy? Where's your daughter? Tears came quickly, and she slid into that familiar spot on her chest. Maggie's body shook and heaved as Angel held her tight. She stroked her hair and let her sobs exhaust. When Maggie gained control, she blew her nose with a napkin Angel gave her from the nightstand. She choked out barely legible words with little volume.
You said you'd help me as a friend.
Angel took a moment to toss her identification onto the floor before them.
I'd do anything for you. I'll make sure he never hurts you again, but you have to tell me everything.
He has Amy. He'll kill her. I'll show you.
Maggie quietly led Angel to the laptop by the television. She opened it up, hitting the spacebar to reveal her email account. It was totally empty. She spoke very low.
I don't get it. I get a video every 15 minutes.
Angel stared. Eddie's monitoring you. He deleted everything.
That means he knows about you.
Before Maggie closed the lid, an email appeared.
It's from Fellows.
Maggie selected the video file, and Eddie's face appeared on the screen.
Hey, Maggie, I didn't want you to be alarmed. No more files. We're reaching the end here, and then you and Amy will be free. I'll be seeing you soon.
Maggie stood silent. Good. He doesn't know I'm here. Tell me what happened. Angel left Maggie at her front door, stopping to warn Lipscomb to keep close vigil while parked down the street. He was on overtime, tired, and would have to be relieved soon. She spoke urgently with Captain Mercier during the drive back to headquarters, practically ordering him to keep everyone from questioning Wayne. She rushed into the building directly to the war room, where the team had already gathered. Angel opened the door with an immediate question.
How was Wayne brought in? In cuffs?
He's not under arrest. He followed us in his car, Ramsey answered. He either doesn't know he can refuse to come, or he didn't care about the trip.
Cordial?
Very. Brought him through the back door. No one saw, Ramsey said.
Good, Angel nodded. Slight change of plans.
She caught her breath. Everyone had already taken a seat, including Captain Mercier.
We can't interrogate Holt.
You've confirmed blackmail, Ramsey said.
She assessed the room, checking behind her, although she didn't have to.
Maggie confirmed Wayne has their daughter, but this isn't a normal kidnapping.
What's normal?
Mercier commented.
Amy is with Courtney Black, the missing woman. Fellows is likely there, too. Holt and Fellows are prepared to let Amy and Courtney die at their location if he's arrested or even suspected.
Kyle said, well, how do you want to play it?
She gave him an appreciative nod.
It would be suspicious if we just let Holt walk out of here after all this, but I need to go soft on him.
Ramsey frowned.
Where is Maggie now?
Home, waiting for Wayne. Lipscomb has eyes on the house. I'll give details after the questioning, but Wayne's been here for a half hour already. I have to get him out of here. Trust me.
And then we follow him?
Ramsey asked. Yes, but we have to let him operate freely, too.
None of this holding back bullshit, Captain Mercier snarled. The press caught on about the video game. The internet is blowing up. This ain't some Hollywood script. I won't have you—
We're wasting time, Angel cut in. He's ready to rot in prison before revealing her location. Eddie would flee, leaving them both to die.
The room was silent. Mercier spoke again.
Are you telling us everything?
I swear, I'm not holding back. Remember, they have access to the best fake identification crypto can buy. They probably have their passports at the ready. Right now, they're following a schedule, which gives us time.
Jesus, Mercier muttered.
I need to lob a few softballs at Holt and then cut him loose.
I'm fine with it, Ramsey said, but we can't let him out of our sight. Damn straight, Mercier repeated. Imminent danger is on our side. I'll put a tracker on his car and get the warrant after.
Okay, Angel headed for the door. We're all set? They called the interrogation room the box. A video mounted in the ceiling surveyed the table where Wayne shifted in his chair. The image relayed to a screen in the next room where Ramsey and Stewart waited. Angel entered with a folder and threw it down as if it meant nothing.
Wayne, I'm sorry you're here. This was a total misunderstanding. I told them I could talk to you at your convenience, but they had you picked up while I was working another case.
Wires crossed. Her index fingers made the letter X.
Those cops embarrassed me in front of my coworkers.
Again, I apologize. You'll have a great story to tell. She leaned in to whisper.
Between you and me, this case is frustrating the crap out of me.
Wayne squinted.
This video game business is all over the internet. I saw the press outside the building. You're still tracking down Eddie Fellows, right?
Yes, and we're still investigating Courtney's disappearance, too. That's why I want to talk to you.
Maggie told me you spoke to her first.
It's the agent in me. Witnesses get questioned separately to compare stories. And I'm ashamed to say I used our past relationship as a precursor.
It's fine.
You have a connection to Courtney Black through your sales call, which means you could have a connection you don't even know about with Fellows.
Not sure from where.
He checked his watch. It could be as simple as sharing an elevator ride. I'll try to be brief, Angel sat. Wayne cleared his throat.
After making me sit here for an hour?
Sorry, everything runs on New Orleans time. By the time I got word you were here, I dropped everything.
Wayne waved it off.
Let's just get it over with. This is definitely a first for me.
She opened the folder, showing Wayne a photo. This is Courtney. You've probably seen her on the news.
I did, but I never saw her at the casino offices.
How many times have you been to her work?
3 times. Wait, 4. Only sat down once with Tilly, the print buyer.
The day before she disappeared, correct? Angel remained calm. Did you meet anyone else in that department?
No, I spoke with the receptionist when I went in. If I crossed Courtney Black's path, I don't remember.
That's too bad. I was going to ask you what her demeanor was.
She acted disappointed.
On that sales call, were any of the staff acting odd, in your opinion?
Nope. Seemed like a normal working environment.
That's one of the reasons I can't assume Miss Black was taken by Fellows yet. Angel closed the folder. People go missing. I would be remiss to assume.
But you may be wasting time if the reverse is true.
Angel considered it for the sake of the role she was playing. Honestly, Wayne, we think she would have turned up already if it was the killer. Not to mention there's always a few months between his victims where Courtney went missing days after his 5th. We're banking on this being a random kidnapping or even voluntary.
Maybe a copycat. News says she has hazel eyes.
Angel noticed a change in his body language. A spark had ignited. I hope you don't mind that I spoke with Maggie first, because I wanted to gather all the information I could before our conversation. Wayne leaned forward, changing position.
I'm constantly making sales calls. If you run a check on traffic fatalities, I bet I called on a good percentage of their businesses.
Angel nodded. Good point.
Do I need a lawyer?
I can't advise one way or another. We're questioning all the vendors that had contact with Courtney's team. It's tedious, but necessary. Given the fact that I know Maggie, my department needs to see that I perform my due diligence.
Sorry, I can't offer you anything. Can I leave?
Sure. Angel stood and held out her hand. But if you remember anything about the casino offices, where you parked, the walk into the building, strange activity, call me. We'll meet at Café Du Monde again. I kind of like that place.
I will.
Thanks for your time.
And there you have it. Don't forget to join me on Monday for episode 19 of The Alpha by E.J. Findorff. To check out more of my work, go to my website at kathycolas.com. That's kathycolas.com. If you're an author looking to turn your book into an audiobook, email me at kathycolas@gmail.com. Let's talk. And if you like the podcast, please leave a review or share it on social media. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you on Monday.